Hi, good evening. This is Ajahn Brahm back here again. And it's on, what day is it today? On the 8th of May, on Friday night at Dhammaloka Buddhist Centre, in Nollumara, West Australia, for the Friday night meditation followed by a Dhamma talk. So welcome everybody. And I hope you enjoyed last week's meditation classes, especially the Waisak, which we did here a few days ago. That was last Sunday. But now we're doing a little meditation, and that will be followed by the about 45 minutes Dhamma talk, after which you do have the opportunity to ask any questions. But first of all, we do our meditation in order to calm ourselves down and to relax to the max, to get ourselves to be nice and peaceful. Excellent. Very good. So, So if you like now to just close your eyes. With the eyes closed, remember this is half an hour which you give to yourself for meditation. It's granting yourself time to be peaceful, giving yourself permission to stop. We all come into every meditation with problems and things we did in the past and difficulties we have to face in the future. But right now, in this moment, we put all those things aside. It's like having a holiday, getting away from it all. And you have to give yourself permission to do that, to grant yourself permission to be peaceful. And you know that if you do this, and do it with sincerity, with fullness. In other words, you're going to keep that permission to give yourself the opportunity to be peaceful. You know that has huge benefits for you afterwards. Whatever problems and difficulties that you have to face in your life, you find it's much easier to face them after you've been peaceful. So you close your eyes. Give yourself that permission. You don't have to worry about anything for the next half an hour. You don't have to plan. Just relax. And relaxing is not such an easy thing for people to do, surprisingly. They carry much tension in their body. So we start by doing a simple body scan, by being kind and aware, first of all, to your legs. How are your legs? Last week it was very cold in Bodhinyana Monastery and lots of rain. Sometimes you feel sorry for the kangaroos. But at least you can give them some kindness. Maybe a little food, just to show that you care. It makes a lot of difference. So you care for your legs. How are they? If you're sitting on a chair, do the feet need to be tucked in underneath the chair more, or put further out? Sometimes we experiment, try a bit of this, try spreading them, try whatever, and find out if it's better. This is how we use our mindfulness, our awareness, plus some trial and error, moving this way, moving that way. We find out what works. So I'm just being aware of my legs. And I feel pretty good, except just one big toe is being squashed. So I'll adjust it. That's better. Once my legs are comfortable, then I can move on, move up to my butt, experiencing the sensations in that part of my body, and knowing whether my butt needs to be adjusted, to fidget it forward or backwards or to the side, to bring maximum comfort to a part of my body which has to bear so much pressure during the period of meditation, well, that sitting on a floor or sitting on a cushion or sitting on a chair. And once my butt is comfortable, and I move up to my waist and my back, getting sure that position is the best possible. Giving a little stretch of my back, as I often see animals do in the forest. Stretch and then relax. It's a wonderful way to overcome aches and pains. And my body feels really, really comfortable. Once my back is at ease, I just feel a little bit of tightness in the middle of the back. So go back there and just give some attention to that part of my body totally relaxes. Sometimes if you have an ache or a pain somewhere, just focusing on it, zooming in on that part of the body with kindness, not worrying about the pain, but caring for it, eases the problem. Until when the problem is resolved, you can move up to your shoulders, relaxing them. But to be able to relax a part of the body, we need to know it first of all, to feel it. Feel it as clearly as possible. And then, by trial and error, we learn just how to release something which is being stretched or squashed. The mindfulness gives you the feedback. You can see that things appear better for you. And you go down your shoulders, down your arms, your elbows, if there is any aches or pains anywhere there, just stop there for a little while. And just look upon that injury or that ache, that pain with kindness. Just imagine it's like your mother looking at that, really caring for you. So whatever that happened to me as a young boy, just a mother's smile and care took the pain away. The power of kindness is huge. And then you go to your hands. It doesn't really matter where your hands are situated, in what position. as long as they too are comfortable. And then once your hands have been adjusted, go back up your arms to your shoulders and to your neck, making sure the neck is not stressed because your head is not balanced properly on top of it. So you can move your head as I usually do at this part of my meditation. Move the head to the left, to the right, forward and back. A bit of stretching. Until I find the best position. I never take the position of my body for granted. I test it out, care for it, until it's the best possible position. And then I go to my face, making sure the muscles around my eyes and around my mouth are totally at ease, relaxed, at peace. If I find they're tight, they're tense, I find a way just to relax them. You can feel the muscles loosen so nothing is held tightly. My whole face feels at ease. Because my facial muscles are relaxed, any emotions which might cause the face to tighten up, whether it's fear or anger or whatever, all those emotions also are relieved. Now I look at my whole body, from toes to the top of the face, all relaxed. I was a little bit tense when I came in here. Now it's at peace. Body feels so good. And as I notice the whole body relaxed to the max, no aches or pains almost anywhere, it gives me this feeling of delight. I appreciate relaxation. I value the fact that my body is in a decent position which is not tense at all. I don't have to put effort to hold it like this. It's totally at ease, relaxed, and that feels pleasurable. The delight of relaxation, similar to the delight you feel when you first wake up in the morning, warm, rested, at ease. Whether you feel when you are soaked in a hot bath, although it's many years since I did that. My body is relaxed and open. It feels delightful. Very simple, healthy pleasure. And I just stay there for a few more seconds. If I go to my mind, my emotion, my inner world, starting off with the peaceometer, speedometer, thermometer. This is the peaceometer. How peaceful am I? Giving it a number from 1 to 10. Just to know if I'm agitated or at peace. I've got a talk to give soon. I haven't got a clue what I'm going to talk about. It doesn't matter. Because I know to be peaceful, you have to stay in the present moment, just now. And as I focus more on this moment, as I zoom in on this space between the past and the future, called now, it expands. The present moment, it can be huge. And it brings the peaceometer reading way, way down. Right here in this moment. Just staying here, caring for this moment. You, your emotional world, relaxes to the max. It's not just relaxing your body. It's relaxing your emotions and being peaceful, experiencing the delight of peace. The number gets closer and closer to one. Really peaceful inside. See if one can notice just the inner conversation. How we get into the bad habit of always giving things a name and giving a commentary like a football match. We can see what's happening ourselves, we don't need the commentary. Just watch. And listen without the mind saying anything. In meditation we call this silent awareness in the present moment. What are you watching? Whatever it is happening now. You don't need to judge it or give it a name. In fact, you can experience it more fully, enjoying it more totally when you don't say anything inside. If you are peaceful, if you are silent, can you notice how satisfying that is? How enjoyable is peace? Usually what happens is one becomes aware of your own breathing. It's one of the only things left which is moving. You can experience the air coming into your body and the air going out. It's at this stage that the mind is already pretty peaceful. So it should be quite easy to watch your breathing. You don't worry how long the breath is or where the breath is going in and out. Just know it. For those who've done breath meditation for a long time, it's like meeting a dear old friend, your own breath. Had such wonderful times together in the meditations of old, and now you're together again. Just being with your breath, the feeling of it. Breath goes in whichever way it wants. You never tell a friend what to do. Just enjoy their company. Being in the moment, no past, no future. Calming down all the thoughts and the inside conversation. And just being with your breathing. It's like being by the beach, watching the waves just come up the sand. And then fall away again, gently, peacefully. The air coming into your body, and then passing away again. Getting close now to the end of the meditation. This is a time to know how you feel. How peaceful are you inside your mind? How much joy does that peace bring to your mind? And as you start to be aware of your body again, how relaxed is your body? How at ease is it? When you relax your mind, the body becomes so loose and free, not an ache or a pain anywhere to be found. Now before we come out of the meditation, I will ring the gong 3 times as is usual. And as the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, that's the time to open your eyes, to emerge from this meditation. There we go. Excellent. Very good.